God is in the building.
I'm in the building.
How you get my bell again, man?
I take the bell, man.
Every time, bell. You like, my bell gets bell. Gone.
This is how I let Special K. This is how I let him
know. Why are you on Special K so hard?
We ain't gonna do that.
Listen, y'all think I'm messing with him. I said I like his combination. He went with a fall green. It's a fall green.
It's a spring green.
No,
it's spring green.
Dude, listen, I've never seen that combination. It shocked me.
They put your outfit together for you at Build-A-Bear.
Oh, damn.
Special K has Adidas stripes going down the sleeves of his button-up shirt. You got on 8 different logos. And a bunch of Chinese trees in the middle of his shirt. Chinese trees. He's got, what's those trees?
The ones that be in Benny.
Bunzai trees.
It's like on the outside of Benihana's.
This shirt's disgusting. I hate it.
You need to promote your movie, man.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about your shirt.
No, get
it looks like something Daisy Duke has. It's disgusting. I hate it.
What year was that shirt made, you think?
Listen, you know what it is? I don't like the weight of it.
It's like a napkin almost.
You don't like it because you can wear it as a nightgown.
That's why
you don't like it.
You know what? I figured it out. You're waiting for the fan to blow. That's a fan to blow shirt. He's waiting for the wind to catch that shirt.
Listen,
and so he can blouse it out. That's a superhero shirt. That's the shirt that you wear when you turn the corner fast.
Okay,
I had it on my mind when I came in. I couldn't talk to him without saying it, and I said it. I'm sorry, Kay. It's how I felt.
Okay, but it's all good, though.
It's all good.
Hold on, Kay. You my homeboy. I got your back. Bought that shirt at the guest store.
He sure did. Okay, well, let me tell you what he should have did. He should have guessed where the other store was.
Don't do this, Kevin Hart. Please.
I'm just telling you.
There goes your endorsement with guests.
Like a man, if you tell
you. Are those actually real trees on the shirt?
No, I told you they're bonsai trees. Those are the ones that Mr. Miyagi was cutting when he was teaching dancing a lesson.
Are we going to talk about the movie or what?
Think Like a Man
comes out April 20th.
Tell us about it.
Well, Think Like a Man, first of all, it's a movie where we're all wearing respectable shirts. The great thing about Think Like a Man, it's a romantic comedy told from a male's point of view, you know? And in this movie, men are being honest, okay? And I think after people see this movie, they'll see that being honest is the way to go. If you see something on somebody that you don't like, you tell them. K is taking off his shirt slow. He's acting like he's not. He keep acting like he's hot, but his shoulder was just out. He's gonna sneakily take it off.
Ain't symmetrical.
He's gonna sneakily take it off. Sorry, K.
White women look at me when I wear this shirt. I know this shirt's sexy.
Yeah, you know what they're saying?
What are they saying?
White men gave that up. They say white guys gave that look up. Why is the black guy picking it up?
Shout out to Steve Harvey.
Shout out to Steve Harvey.
Steve have given so many comedians opportunities, man, and you know that's my frat brother. Hey, so you already know.
Hey, it's so positive what he did, man. Not only with the book, but with the film.
Is Steve in the movie?
Steve actually is in the movie.
Okay,
It is a star-studded cast. We got Michael Ealy, Regina Hall, Terrence J, Megan Good.
Yes.
Who's your love interest in the movie?
I can't say. Mine's a surprise.
Oh, really?
Mine's revealed at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Now, Kevin, would you say this movie is better watched, like, you know, with a whole bunch of homegirls going to see it together, or would you say it's a great date film?
That's the thing about this movie, man. It's so universal and it appeals to everyone. So whether you're going with a girl, whether you're going with a group of guys, whether you're going with a group of women, it doesn't matter. Like, it's a movie that's going to spark a conversation piece. And like I said, it's a romantic comedy told from a male's point of view that hasn't been done. On romantic comedy.
So if you just randomly went to a theater to go see the movie, would you pay full price or would you get in for the kids' price?
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm saying if they didn't know that you were in the movie.
That's a good one, Kay. Way to hit me with the original.
I'm just saying.
Way to think deep on that one, Kay.
What is the problem?
It has to be done. Okay? It has to be done when I come in the studio. My job is to take his confidence and throw it against the wall and make him think about whatever decision he made that day. Today he chose to wear that shirt. I want him to buy another one, and I want him to throw them both in the trash.
You've seen the movie, right, Head Crab?
I have seen the movie.
Did you enjoy it, even though? Because a lot of people may think this is a chick
flick. The movie's dope up, and like, this is a screening tonight, and I'm going to see it again because it was that good. And Kevin, man, you did your thing.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. I'm serious. Like, this is the first movie where I felt like I was able to get off.
Did you have a script?
Yes, but they allowed me to be me. They allowed me to improvise and bring what I wanted to bring to my character. You know, as an actor, you can be funny or you can try to be funny, but when you got the help of a great cast that's setting you up for funny moments, it makes it that much better, man. So the guys that I was working with, as well as the females in the movies, great movie. You will not be disappointed, people. April 20th, you got to check this out.
Follow my boy on Twitter, at Kevin Hart, the number for real, at Kevin Hart for real. Y'all following him anyway. He got over a damn million, 2 million followers. Hell. Kevin Hart, hey, congratulations, man.
That's right. Think like a man in theaters.
April 20th, be sure you see it.
Kevin Hart, yo.
Morning Show.